is conditional use 1671 Compass Point Associates LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a land surveying office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.2 acres more or less, lying north of Route 9, 540 feet east of Route 254, and also being 700 feet west of Route 5 at Harbison. Again, for the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down a survey and site plan for this application. I would also note that the commissioners have already received a copy of a three-ring binder exhibit booklet, which is a part of the record and which was received on November 27th. And I have two agency comments on this application also. First comment being from the Sussex, or from the Department of Transportation, and dated June 23rd of 2005, making reference to the present zoning and proposed conditional use. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service E of Route 9 will not change as a result of this application. And from the Sussex Conservation District and dated November 28th of 2006 through the form of a memorandum. We have been advised that the soil on this site is Eastboro loamy sand, which has slight limitations for development. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. Farmland rating of the soil type Eastboro is considered of statewide importance and also is considered hydric in small depressions. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, and it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared of the Harbison area, and also a copy of a portion of soil survey map number 27, also the same area. And that's all I have, gentlemen. If you have questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Yes, sir.
On behalf of Compass Point Associates LLC, with me are all of the principals of Compass Point. If they would introduce themselves.
One missing.
I'm sorry.
I'm Mary Walsh from Milford, Delaware.
Pete Lowenstein, Roxanne.
Harry Ambrose, Lewis. Gentlemen, I believe all of you know the location of this site, and we'll move through the application quickly. Mary, if you could walk the commission around the area surrounding the property, describing the present uses and zoning classifications, if you know them.
The pink shaded areas are areas that were...
Might have to stand up to the mic, please.
Here.
Oh, I'm sorry. The areas shaded pink reflect areas that had a zoning change to business or commercial. The areas shaded red are currently zoned business or commercial. And the areas in blue are heavy industry, and the areas highlighted yellow have been granted conditional use.
And your site is identified how?
Our site is yellow, conditional use.
She's got that whole thing. Optimistic, but that remains to be seen. How's the property presently improved?
It currently has an existing two-story dwelling and a garage attached.
If you had to describe the character and trend of development around this property, how would you describe it?
The neighborhood seems to be growing in the commercial and business area.
You think this application, if approved, would have any negative impact on property values in the area?
No.
Is there anything in your mind that does have a negative impact on property values in this area?
Well, the chicken processing plant sometimes forces closure of windows, but
other than that, there's nothing that comes to mind?
No.
Is it correct that when you signed a contract to acquire this property, it was represented to you by the seller that this property was zoned for commercial activity?
That's correct.
You propose to operate this facility as Compass Point's headquarters, is that correct?
That's correct.
You have a septic and wastewater permit?
Yes.
You have a well permit?
Yes.
Will there be any significant traffic impact on site?
No.
Can you tell the commission briefly about what historical uses this property has been put to?
Well, it is, in the past, it has been a bed and breakfast. It has been an antique store. I believe a computer sales office or repair.
There's been a number of commercial activities in the past.
That's correct.
The site plan, can you walk the commission briefly through what you propose?
There you see is a solid gray coloring. You did. I wasn't going to bring that to your attention. Those are existing paved areas. You're making it more of a challenge for me. The area, double crosshatch with the lighter gray where you see parking, is currently a grassy area. And the main dwelling is shown as a solid line type, but attached to it is an existing porch in the front that at some point we'd perhaps like to put an addition on, and a rear deck as well, shown as a future potential addition.
Any new buildings planned?
One pole barn for storage at the end of the paved driveway.
Let's talk about Compass Point. How many employees do you have?
We currently have 9.
And how many vehicles does Compass Point
same
have?
Type
we have 5 company vehicles.
What are your hours of operation?
Hours of operation are 7:30 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Very occasionally on a Saturday, same hours.
If you had to estimate the number of client visits a day, what would you estimate that number to be?
It'd be closer to a week, maybe 4 clients per week.
Most of your work is done on-site or on-job site?
Correct.
Do you propose any signage on the property?
We propose one sign with Compass Point's name right at the entranceway, as shown on the site plan.
If it were an unlit sign, would that worry you?
No.
Gentlemen, that's all I have of Mary. This is, I think, clearly in a transition area, an area that is developing commercially. 20 years ago, it was residential. This site has been the subject of a variety of commercial activities. I think a condition of use for this site is appropriate. If you have any questions, we'd be glad to answer.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions. Mr. Johnson.
Since you ended with the sign, would you prefer unlit or lit sign?
I believe we would be interested in a wooden sign. I'm trying to think of one similar that I can...
Just a typical professional sign.
With like a light shining on it? Or you don't care?
We don't have evening hours. I'm not sure.
We probably won't have any illumination whatsoever.
And I noticed that the total, the two parcels are over 9 acres. What would be your intent with the remaining back portion?
This application, Mr. Johnson, only encompasses 1.2 acres.
Just the parcel A as I see it. Okay.
1.2 acres.
So the remaining shed in that little building is not considered part of your project?
It's the subject of another conditional use for produce sales.
Oh, okay.
Same site.
Thank you very much.
There
it just looked from the drawing that those parcels were part of it.
Look bigger than it was.
Yes. I have no further questions.
Mr. Burton?
Would you be sharing the entrance with the parcel B? I mean, how's that?
You can answer that from the board, Mary.
Okay. What we have here is a permanent ingress, egress, and regress easement. So it would be a shared entrance, but the easement would be in favor of our parcel.
It will also be subject to Department of Transportation.
Correct.
So nothing changes with this, what you would hope nothing changes.
That's right.
Okay. There is no new entrance planned.
Okay.
Or proposed.
Okay.
Again, it will be subject to Delta.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Gordy.
No questions.
Mr. Smith.
No questions.
Mr. Lang.
Could you repeat the hours again? I missed that.
7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and occasionally on Saturday. Same hours.
Same hours, possibly on Saturday.
Very rarely, but it happens.
No Sunday.
No.
No other questions.
Mr. Counts.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
All right. Well, we thank you.
Thank you.
Point of clarification?
Yes, sir.
In the book, you made reference to occasional evening hours, you know, for after hour, whether it's staff meetings or clients, so that's...
That's right.
You do that, you'd like to be able to do that, too?
Yes, but again, it would be a very small grouping.
I just wanted to clarify, you know, I didn't want to put the hammer down saying, you know, 5 p.m., then have your next-door neighbors complaining because you're there at 5, 6 o'clock, so...
I think the principals are entitled to work in their office if they want to, 24 hours a day. I don't think they want to.
Sometimes they have to.
Yes, sometimes they have to, as we know.
You might want to, what do you call it, burn the midnight oil, is that what you call it?
Thank you.
You want to adjust that time?
Hmm?
Would you like to adjust your time?
Certainly.
Perhaps with occasional evening hours to accommodate clients or staff, I think would address that?
To accommodate some demanding developer somewhere, you think, or over-demanding developer?
My thought on it, if you're going to say that, you might as well have pretty lenient hours or just no hour limitations, you know, because if you're going to say they can have it occasionally.
They put normal business hours.
Or the...
This nature of the, this nature of business.
I'm sure that Mr. Byard has explained to you that with a conditional use, the commission can place stipulations. One of the more typical stipulations are hours of operation. With your type of business, and I'm just one of five, but your type of business, I think it's a bit less critical than it is since everything you do takes place inside and is quiet and so on. So the idea being that you want as much flexibility as you can get.
That's correct.
All right. Then answer your concern.
That works for me.
All right. We thank you. If you will take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1671 Compass Point Associates LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1671? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.